Okay, I'm delighted to be here. And before I get started, I think I have to do a disclosure here. This paper that I'm presenting today is adapted from some work that I've done that's been included in a chapter in a book that I'm a co-editor of. And I guess there's some financial something I have to disclose. However, there has been nothing so far. As soon as I make money, I'm retiring, but I'm not counting on it. This is my fourth or fifth book, and I'm still working. Okay. But I had to disclose it. Okay. Public health nursing leader Mary Sewell Gardner wrote in the preface of her book on public health nursing, "Certain questions of nomenclature have arisen, chief among them the name to be given to the nurse and to her work as described in these pages. In view of the present tendency toward more generalized methods of administration, and also because of the functions of the various nurses are now so closely interwoven, the names visiting nurse and visiting nursing association have not been used in this text. Public health nurse and public health nursing have been substituted throughout to describe all types of nursing and organizations." In 1936, Mabel Walsh, she wrote an article in the American Journal of Nursing entitled, "What is Public Health Nursing?" where she exclaimed that the very need for public health nursing to define itself after 50 years of organized activity was in itself an indication of the lack of unity within the field itself. Confusion about who and what was a public health nurse stemmed from increasing specializations such as tuberculosis nursing, maternity nursing, infant welfare nursing, and other specialty areas aside from visiting nurse. The change in names used to describe the person who provides care in the home has perpetually confused consumers and professionals alike. Currently in schools of nursing, or at least in my own, and it was Leanhart School of Nursing at Pace University, for example, students take courses in public health that are often labeled or called community health. Faculty debate what they consider a good community health experience. This debate usually includes whether a visiting nurse experience, which we call carry the bag, or working in a health department, or incorporating public health initiatives in a shopping mall, or any number of combination of experiences, and that enables students to understand the full dimension of public health nursing. This confusion, I believe, stems from the faculty's orientation to the specialty, a lack of understanding of the history of the specialty, and from the many different terms used to describe the specialty. In public health, is it public health, or is it community health, or is it both? And other names as well as we go on. As the public health nursing role evolved, so did the names for this role. The changing names reflected the tensions between and among the stakeholders that shaped the work of public health nurses. The lack of cohesiveness of the various volunteer and public organizations, as well as the separation of preventative and from the curative aspects of public health nurses, led Karen Bula Wilkerson in 1993 to write, quote, "It is a little wonder then that the question, what is a public health nurse, has been debated for over 80 years. Unquote. The history of public health nursing provides us with the origins of the various names, the educational requirements for those roles, and perhaps insight into the debate that continues today as to what a public health nurse is and what does this nurse do. As I only have 20 minutes to cover over 100 years, I will be fast and focused. And only on some of the terms. And hopefully, the relevance of the understanding of the history of public health nursing will provide some meaning to the discussions about nursing education and primary health care today in the 21st century. To begin with, I start with the term district nurse. District nursing began in 1859 as part of the experiment where a hospital-based trained nurse was sent out to provide nursing care in the community in a small district in Liverpool, England. From that early success, the promoter of this experiment, William Rathbone, expanded his work and divided Liverpool into 18 districts, supplying each with their own district nurse. District nurses addressed the health of the poor in the community, as well as tried to educate the patients, families, friends about the need for a sanitary environment. Florence Nightingale, and what would be a history paper without Florence Nightingale, but Florence Nightingale's paper, Sick Nursing and Health Nursing, presented at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893, described the district nurse as providing care to the sick at home as well as someone who assumed the work of a health missioner. A health missioner required additional training in how to teach healthy behaviors to mothers in the community and in the home. Nightingale outlined some of the content that was included in their additional training in areas such as sanitary conditions in the home, management of adults, women in childbearing years, and infants and children. Nightingale's idea about health nursing extended into the community, and she summarized this in her paper by saying, quote, "The health of the unity is the health of the community. And unless you have health of the unity, there is no community health." The concept of health missioners or health nursing was established or embedded in the work of the expanding role of the visiting nurse in the United States as these nurses embraced the new ideas generated by the public health movement of the day. Public health nursing leader Lillian Wald attended the Chicago Exposition and was said to be greatly influenced by Nightingale's paper describing health nursing. In 1953, public health nurse Alma Hopp wrote that Wald had, quote, accepted Florence Nightingale's concept of health nursing and put the word public in front of it so that all people would know how they could use it, unquote. The nursing leader, Lavinia Dock, who was a suffragist in the United States and a public health nurse at Henry Street, addressed the issue of nomenclature in her text, her famous text, A Short History of Nursing, which she wrote with Isabel Stewart in 1938. Dock wrote that the first evidence of the term visiting nurse was found in the early records of St. John's House in England, which began in 1848. During that period, cholera and smallpox were rampant in England and the United States. And, quote, "The Anglican and Catholic sisters spent their lives in visiting the poor and caring for the sick under the most terrible conditions." However, by the 20th century, the visiting nurse expanded in what was to become part of the larger public health movement. Dock wrote in the 20th, quote, "In the 20th century, visiting nursing became one part of the broadening field of public health nursing as an ideal of the visiting nurse who was teacher, sanitarian, public health, and public-spirited citizen, as well as a nurse," unquote. This new expanding field of public health nursing, Dock believed, was to become the nurse of the future. Concern for the public's health was shared by others like Lillian Wald and her friend Mary Brewster, who founded the Henry Street Settlement in New York City's Lower East Side in 1893 to care for the immigrants who flooded into the United States during that 19th and early 20th century period. Wald wrote that after following a young girl to her mother lying on a bed of blood-stained sheets following the birth of a child, she said, quote, "That morning's experience was a baptism of fire. On my way from the sick room to my comfortable student quarters, my mind was intent on my own responsibility. To my experience, it seemed certain that conditions such as these were allowed because people did not know. And for me, there was a challenge to know and to tell," unquote. Wald recognized the need to educate both the public and the profession about healthcare in the community. Nurses were to teach the families they visited about the ways of American life that would lead to the prevention of disease and promotion of health. Fear of the spread of illness prompted some of the concerns of those nurses and their benefactors in bringing health care to the home of the sick poor. Lavinia Dock worked at Henry Street alongside Wald and her colleagues, engaging what we now call primary health care activities, which included the visiting of homes of those who needed care related to an illness, participation in well-baby clinics, case-finding, health-promoting activities, surveillance, and school nurse activities. They lived within the Henry Street Settlement in the same community in which they provided the care. It was the comprehensive visiting nurse service, like the ones delivered at Henry Street, that proliferated throughout the country and offered another way for nurses to support themselves while providing care. These nurses also responded to the various social movements of the period and advocated for reforms such as women's suffrage, child labor, and school nursing. So there was a real connection between the political activism and the work that they were doing at Henry Street. There was a close relationship with political advocacy and healthcare. The work of the visiting nurse evolved into what became known as the public health nursing and became a viable specialization for the graduate trained nurse. Having coined the term public health nurse, Wald and others recognized a need to control the practice of this emerging specialization in nursing and founded the National Organization for Public Health Nursing in 1912. They knew that without clarity about the nursing role in public health, that without understanding what the educational requirement of this nurse should be, and without standards regarding the practice, they would not be able to practice the care that they had planned to do. And organization was essential for their survival. Public health nursing leaders participated in the organization of this newly formed group and addressed the issues surrounding the evolution of what we know as public health nursing. Public health nurses initially engaged in a wide range of practice, knowing that providing care in the home as a visiting nurse afforded them greater access to where health-promoting behaviors could take place. Who paid for that care, whether the public or privately run voluntary or business associations, often determined the types of services the nurse could provide. As public health nurses became more valuable to society, their numbers and the number of settings where they worked increased. Yet the tension between the privately funded visiting nurse services, which typically offered more of the care of the sick at home, compared with the publicly run health departments usually found in the larger urban settings, which assume more of the activities of surveillance of communicable diseases and health education, created a separation, and I think of perhaps a false separation, of work of the public health nurse. The frequently seen overlap of public health nurses' role created confusion in both the public and professional understanding of that role throughout the 20th and 21st centuries. By the middle of the 20th century, following the 1930s, and we're skipping a whole lot of time, you notice, and the 1940s, public health nursing continued to evolve in response to advances in science, technology, and social legislation. The advent of new drugs, like penicillin, and in the 1940s, created different challenges for public health nurses. Nurses working in the community had to address the healthcare issues presented by an increasing aging population as people lived longer. Caring for the chronically ill and responding to cardiac diseases and cancer became much more prevalent in the 1950s, the mid-century. The dramatic communicable diseases of the beginning, early 20th century, gave way to the increase of disabilities of chronic illnesses later in the century. By the 1950s, the nursing profession itself had underwent a transformation as many of the early nursing organizations reorganized. For example, the National Organization of Public Health Nursing became subsumed under the National League for Nursing, and that was about 1952. The profession also sought to move nursing education into institutions of higher learning and to encourage more men and women of diverse backgrounds into the profession. Esther Lucille Brown, in her report, Nursing for the Future, wrote that, quote, the hospital is moving out into the community, and the community is moving into the hospital. She wrote this in 1948. The public health agencies that up to the 1940s had successfully focused on reducing morbidity and mortality rates were now poised to focus on the diseases of middle age. Increasing amounts of federal funding in various statewide public health initiatives addressing the control of venereal disease, tuberculosis, cancer, mental health, and child labor, and maternal child health, added to a changing public health environment in which public health nurses worked. During the socially active period of the 1960s and 70s, we see a whole new group of terms, such as home health nursing and community health nursing, emerge. Medicare legislation in 1965 included a home health care benefit to constituents that, quote, increased the reach and visibility of home care and led to a significant growth. By the 1980s, home care services became essential for those people being discharged earlier and earlier from hospitals as a result of the institution of diagnosis-related groups in hospitals across the United States. Home health nursing focused on acute care of individual patients to the home, similar to the focus of the early district nurses on the care of the sick in the home. The American Nurses Association in 2008 defined home health nursing as providing care to the acutely ill, chronically ill, and well patients of all ages in their residency. The home health nurse was to focus on health promotion and care of the sick while integrating environmental, psychosocial, economic, cultural, and personal health factors affecting an individual and a family's health status, unquote. That was part of their definition. In 1985, the term community health nurse meant that any nurse who worked in the community setting, whether or not they were educationally prepared for the public health nursing role was considered a community health nurse. Public health nursing in the 1980s was subsumed under the definition of community health nurse. The noted nursing leader of the second half of the 20th century, Virginia Henderson, in an interview by Sarah Abrams, questioned how one could, quote, separate home care from public health nursing. And she was puzzled at the change that has come about in the public image of that public health nurse and the community health nurse, unquote. The American Nurses Association in 2007 described the distinguishing characteristics of public health nursing as population focused with goals of promoting health and preventing disease and disability as well as improving the quality of life. Public health nurses still cared for the sick at home as well as maintain an expanded role in the care of public health. The education of public health nurses needed to include 8 content domains include, and this we all know, informatics, genomics, communications, cultural competency, community-based participatory research, policy and law, global health and ethics, unquote. The increasing complexity of the role was noted by the ANA as a result of societal and political efforts and events that signified challenges to the stability of a community, whether it be local, national, or global. The ANA identified the threats to, quote, the health populations as including the reemergence of communicable diseases, increasing incidence of drug-resistant organisms, overall concern about the structure of our healthcare systems, environmental hazards, and the challenges imposed by the presence of modern public health epidemics, such as obesity and tobacco-related deaths, unquote. The levels of understanding for the public health nurse has become greater and the demands for higher education more profound. Now, although the nomenclature of public health nurses have changed over time, the one constant that I found in the literature has been the need for advanced education for those who work in the specialization. From the inception of public health nursing in the United States, early nursing leaders recognized the need for public health nurses to have more education than the typical 3-year diploma training school could provide. Programs such as the early postgraduate courses started at Teachers College at Columbia University in 1910 were designed to prepare nurses to take up the work of nursing in the community. Studies such as the Brown's Report in 1948, Nursing for the Future, recognized that as collegiate schools of nursing have developed, it has come to be believed that the preparation designed for beginning positions in public health nursing can and should be built into the basic curriculum. Nurses entering the public health nursing field would be better prepared at the baccalaureate level. This was in 1948, they were talking about. Yet ambivalence about the role, as well as the education required fulfilling that role, has plagued nursing throughout its history. The idea that all types of entry into practice programs would include community content into their curriculum, as promoted by the National League for Nursing in the 1990s, challenged the idea that public health nursing content would only be reserved for baccalaureate and higher degree programs. Although the level of content may have varied, according to the American Nurses Association, quote, the baccalaureate degree in nursing is the educational credential for entry into public health nursing practice, unquote, and the master's level prepares a nurse specialist level with specific expertise in population care. The ANA, however, acknowledges the role that the associate degree and diploma graduate registered nurse, as well as a licensed practical nurse, have in the community setting. And the graduates of these programs also practice in a community setting where, quote, where care is directed toward the health or illness of individuals or families rather than populations, unquote. Now, I contend that the changing nomenclature, especially in the late 20th century, facilitated the hiring of nurses in the community without the expected level of education and were perceived as more economically viable than a college-educated nurse might be. Now, in closing, and it's a long closing. The history of public health nursing tells the story of an extraordinary group of professionals who over time adapted to the healthcare needs of the public. Whether they cared for the sick, poor, or those who could pay, whether they work in voluntary visiting nurse organizations or in municipal health departments, whether they were educated in postgraduate programs or in the baccalaureate degree program, these nurses provided both curative and preventative services to populations living in the community. The changing names from district nurse to public health nurse to community nurse and back again to public health nurse only typifies the efforts of nurses to adjust the changes that social, political, and economic factors have always required. The ability to continue to work in public health, regardless of the term applied to their work, shows the resiliency of public health nurses. It also shows the confusion over time on what is a public health nurse and that it continues today. And that is why it is essential, or I believe it's essential, that we look at our history to understand what we need to do now and in the future. Thank you.